Buyers must qualify for all incentives and programs. Financing through select lenders and on select new in-stock Ram 24 2500 Laramie or higher trim models only. Offer excludes Tradesman and Bighorn. Most awarded heavy-duty truck is based on the last 5 years. Not all buyers will qualify. On approved credit. See dealer for details.
Hi, it's Sean Kaler from Olehi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Right now, during the Wrap the Year sales event, we're closing out the year with over-the-top savings on new Ram 2500s. Your wait is over. Right now, take $16,777 off new Ram 2500s. That's $16,777 off the most awarded heavy-duty truck. Not one or two, but everyone in stock. These offers are for the public only, so please no dealers. Ram 2500s at these prices won't last long. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Just in time for year-end, Malay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram does it again. Take $16,777 off every new 24 Ram 2500 Laramie or higher trim during the wrap-up-the-year sales event going on now at Malay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We'll see you next to Lowe's in...
Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Eagles beat the Cowboys 41-7 without Jalen Hurts to clinch the NFC East. Saquon Barkley ran for .167, now at 2,005 rushing yards on the season. Josh Allen threw two scores, ran for another. Bills over the Jets 40-14. Baker Mayfield threw five touchdowns as the Bucs blast the Panthers 48-14. The G-Men stunned the Colts 45-33. Indy eliminated from playoff contention. The Dolphins topped the Browns 20-3. Vikings moved to 14-2 after holding off the Pack 27-25, setting up a Week 18 winner-take-all for the NFC North and the number one seed in Detroit. The Jaguars held off the Titans 20-13, and on Sunday Night Football, the Commanders outlasted the Falcons 30-24 in overtime. With the win, Washington clinches a playoff spot. The Rams also clinch the NFC West, and the Bucs can win the NFC South with a win over New Orleans next week. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
The current federal government is actually going $1 trillion deeper in debt every 100 days. That's why thousands are turning to Goldco, a top-rated gold company, to diversify their savings with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Right now, not only is Goldco offering a free gold and silver kit, but on qualified purchases, they'll give you up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Call 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making...
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue, pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here at Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
Savings and selection going on right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. American-made Western flannel, lined shirts, 20% off. Women's jackets and vests, 20% off. Slip-on work boots from Work Zone, just $89.95. 20% off sleeping bags and at D&J. Special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Monday, December 30th, 2024, I'm Kevin Will.
New Year's Eve bonfire celebration in Paso Robles tomorrow night. Rollover incident on Highway 46 from a drowsy driver. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 60s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The city of Paso Robles will be holding its free New Year's Eve celebration tomorrow night in the downtown city park. The event runs from 7 to 11 p.m. and is designed for all ages. Entertainment for tomorrow will be the Lucky Devils Band, returning from last year's celebration. Guests can enjoy drinks from local vendors as well as food trucks. The family-friendly countdown will begin at 9 p.m., aligning with midnight on the East Coast, which lets attendees celebrate and still make it home before midnight. The bonfire will be in the decomposed granite area. Enjoy the free New Year's Eve bonfire event tomorrow night from 7 to 11 p.m. The California Highway Patrol responded to a vehicle rollover incident on Highway 46 near Shandon on Friday morning. CHP says a driver from the Central Valley was commuting long distance when he fell asleep at the wheel and drove it off the highway between two bridges. His vehicle landed on its roof 150 feet off the road and into a dry riverbed. CHP says the driver managed to extricate themselves and wave down help. CHP takes his time to remind drivers that drowsy driving is dangerous. Be well rested before driving, and if you are drowsy, pull over and rest. Cayucas Pier closed following high surf damage. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Cayucas Pier has once again been closed to the public due to recent damage to the pier. Another piling broke away during the recent high surf advisory, and the pier was closed earlier this year in February due to piling damage suffered by the winter storms. The county says they plan to remove the last 15 feet of the pier, as the rest of it is in good shape. A reminder that New Year's Day is this Wednesday, with some closures beginning on New Year's Eve. Federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday on the 1st. The city of Paso Robles says their closures will start at 5 p.m. on the 31st. Trash, recycling, and green waste collection will also be delayed by one day starting on Wednesday. Some retail stores or restaurants may open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. The California Highway Patrol will be entering their New Year's maximum enforcement period starting at 6 p.m. on December 31st. The MEP will go through Wednesday, January 1st at 11:59 p.m. All available CHP officers will be patrolling the highways during the maximum enforcement period. During last year's maximum enforcement period, 892 DUI arrests were made statewide. CHP also says 5 deaths were recorded during those 30 hours within their jurisdiction. If you spot a driver who appears to be impaired while on the road, CHP asks you to call 911 immediately and be ready to provide details. Dozens of laws will go into effect in California starting 2025. Here are some of those laws now. AB 1774 prohibits the modification of an electric bicycle speed capability to the extent where it no longer meets the definition of an electric bicycle. It also prohibits the sale of such modifications. AB 1799 allows California district attorneys to work with other DAs to consolidate charges of retail theft crimes that occur across multiple counties. SB 1105 allows agricultural workers to use paid sick days to prevent the effects of working outdoors in dangerous conditions such as smoke or extreme heat. SB 1395 will make it easier for local governments to approve the construction of tiny homes to assist homeless residents. In sports for the NFL, on Saturday, the Chargers defeated the Patriots 40-7, the Rams over the Cardinals 13-9. On Sunday, the Raiders beat the Saints 25-10, the Dolphins defeated the Browns 20-3, the Commanders over the Falcons 30-24. In the NBA, on Saturday, the Lakers defeated the Kings 132-122, the Warriors over the Suns 109-105. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Pelicans, the Warriors will go against the Cavaliers, and the Kings will face the Mavericks. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. Tributes continuing to come in for former President Jimmy Carter after his death Sunday at the age of 100. Former House Speaker and California Representative Nancy Pelosi saying Carter established himself as a man of character.
Who knew Jimmy Carter before the election, you know, before he decided to run? But we did know when he became president that a person of vision and values and capability had taken charge.
Governor Gavin Newsom says Carter was, quote, a man of rare character whose beliefs ran true and ran deep. Authorities in Southern California trying to determine a cause of death for the person whose body washed up on shore in Rancho Palos Verdes over the weekend.
In an attempt to determine the cause of death, whether it's a slip and fall or some sort of foul play.
President Steve Zhang, days earlier, several body parts washed up on shore nearby. Investigators working to determine if the incidents are linked. Gas prices averaging $4.35 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
I joined the military for my kid and his mom. I miss my son a lot. One of the things with the military is tobacco, but I saw a lot of people try to deal with mental issues. Everyone's vaping constantly. After my first hit of a vape, I was hooked like that. Once I got back home from my deployment, I caught my son trying to hit my vape. That was it. I had to quit.
Californians are beating big tobacco. You can too. For free support, text KICK NICOTINE to 66819 today.
This is TV's Dr. Travis Stork for Eggland's Best. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make sure you're choosing wholesome ingredients like Eggland's Best eggs to plus up your nutrition. With more than 6 times the vitamin D and double the omega-3s and vitamin B12 compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best supports a healthy lifestyle. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, organic, free-range, and pasture-raised. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer 2 convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Scientists have recently discovered a way to remove toxic compounds from potatoes and tomatoes, which may make them safer to eat and easier to store. Potato plants naturally produce chemicals that protect them from insects, which is also harmful to humans. Sometimes the production of this chemical can be induced into tubers, the part of the potato plant that is eaten even after harvest. Researchers believe they can potentially engineer the plant to control the chemical's production into the leaves and not the tubers themselves. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today, highs in the low 60s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy skies after midnight, lows right around 30, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy Friday into the weekend, mostly sunny on Monday next week. Low 60s Wednesday, mid-60s Thursday and Friday, low 60s on Saturday and Sunday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 43 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The New York Stock Exchange will close trading on Thursday, January 9th, in honor of the late former president, Jimmy Carter. Stocks having a rough opening to start off the final trading week of 2024. Large tech stocks falling on Monday include Palantir Technologies and MicroStrategy, shares of Tesla and Amazon dropping more than 2%. Meanwhile, shares of Paladin AI rallying Monday, up over 20%. After announcing that its software's initial tracking of a moving target was successful. Paladin AI makes AI software for robots. U.S. pending home sales index rises above expectations in November to reach its highest level since February of 2023, with the South leading in sales. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Welcome to 2025 from the Groves on 41. So, you know what's next? New Year's resolutions. Wait, let's not just resolve to eat healthier, let's pamper our palate.
Use more high-quality olive oil in your diet. It's just that simple, like grilling with lemon or garlic flavors, cinnamon flavor drizzled on oatmeal, or chipotle on some grilled albacore. Find us, our olive oils, recipes, and serving suggestions at farmers markets or go to our website, thegrovesom41.com.
Oh, 2025 is going to be a good year.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. A reminder for all your computer needs, upgrades, maybe some new things you're adding from, maybe from Christmas. Knowledge Computers can handle it. Any questions that you have, any issues that you have, and if you need some upgrades or some just replacement parts, they've got them for you. Knowledge Computers, 1740 Spring Street, Suite C. You can go to knowledgecomputers.com or the old-fashioned way, you can call them. 805-226-5200 for Knowledge Computers in Paso Robles.
Celebrate the New Year's arrival at Cella Restaurante and Bar. Nestled in the heart of Paso Robles, elevate New Year's Eve with an extraordinary dining experience with chef-curated dishes that captivate the senses, complemented by locally inspired seasonal craft cocktails. Immerse yourself in an evening of culinary brilliance and timeless sophistication at Allegretto Vineyard Resort's signature restaurant. Don't miss the opportunity to create unforgettable memories. Call 805-369-2503.
Two, one, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, with some positive changes in California gun laws, we continue to see new handguns added to the infamous California Department of Justice firearms roster. Six Hour, Springfield, Smith & Wesson, and Ruger, to name a few, have added new handguns. So come on down to Roosters and check out the new arrivals.
Hi, this is Terry. New arrivals are like new babies. Everyone is excited, as we are. But there are more than new gun arrivals at Roosters. We have new shooting supplies, new bags, new cases, and new Vault-Tec safes. We also have the new arrivals of Black Rifle Coffee and Black Rifle T-shirts. A new year means another new start. Time to buy a new gun and time to come in and say hello. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Florida 911 operator extremely confused when the caller says she wants to order a pizza. The dispatcher asked if the woman's aware she's on the phone with emergency services. The caller says yes. Police rush to the address in the middle of a field. Cops find a man on a woman screaming for help. Luis Monseo, now charged with attempted sex battery, strangulation, false imprisonment. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice, open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
If you're looking for a safe, comfortable living situation for your elderly family member, Paso Robles Senior Living is the place. Each of their homes care for 6 residents and provide personal attention for your loved ones. Healthy, home-cooked meals, sometimes using fruits and vegetables right out of their garden. When it comes time to consider moving mom or dad, Paso Robles Senior Living has provided a loving environment since 2015. Call 805-821-1049. Paso Robles Senior Living.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. CHP responded to a vehicle rollover incident on Highway 46 near Shandon Friday morning. A driver fell asleep at the wheel and drove it off the highway between two bridges, landing on its roof into a dry riverbed. The driver managed to extricate themselves and wave down help. CHP takes his time to remind drivers that drowsy driving is dangerous. The city of Paso Robles will be holding its free New Year's Eve celebration tomorrow night in the downtown city park. The event runs from 7 to 11 p.m. and is designed for all ages. Entertainment will be the Lucky Devils Band returning from last year. A countdown begins at 9 p.m., aligning with midnight on the East Coast. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 60s, it's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Jimmy Carter's life ended where it began, in the small town of Plains, Georgia. He was a peanut farmer who won the presidency and after that forged a legacy of helping others.
The one thing I admired most about him, he thought and believed
He really did believe this. And I do as well. Everybody deserves an even shot.
President Biden, a longtime friend of Carter's, ordered a state funeral for January 9th. Carter was 100 years old. An investigation is underway after a plane crash in South Korea killed 179 people.
South Korean officials say the airport's control tower issued a warning of a possible flock of birds near the approaching plane. Shortly after, the plane's pilot gave a mayday call and confirmed that it had been hit by birds.
That's Fox's Greg Palcott. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peekpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadowrun Vineyards inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is like shopping at a farmer's market every day, offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining the Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunshine and clouds mixed in on your Monday with highs in the low 60s. Clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid 30s. And then turning out mostly sunny, highs in the upper 50s for your Tuesday and New Year's Eve. First day of the new year, well, little clouds, sunshine, low 60s, mid 60s Thursday and Friday. Saturday, low 60s, same Sunday, mid 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:13 a.m. 5 p.m. exactly, and we are at 44. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, real estate. The expert on the county and state and just real estate in general, Fred Bruin, will be in with us, or with me and you, beginning at 12:30 to 1. Susanna has the day off, but we'll have a pretty interesting history look at the fabulous record company out of Chicago. And that is Chess Records. Well, one of their mainstays was a guy by the name of Mr. Chuck Berry. So enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch header for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Remember, you can change the subject at any time.
In my most secure moments, I still can't believe I'm spending those moments with
the Morning Exchange.
And the ground I am walking, the air that I breathe, are shared at those moments with
the Morning Exchange.
KPRL.
Alrighty, interesting. Taking a look back at what I'm seeing here about Jimmy Carter on his public opinion polls on how over the years they have increased. And again, it doesn't say specifically here about the last one would have been 2007, that 69% of respondents had a favorable opinion of Carter. Now, that may be him as the person and what he did when he left office, but not necessarily as president himself. And it was no, it was somewhat the opposite during the his administration, because in most administrations the polls go up and down depending on what the subject is, but now when you had the Iranian crisis at the beginning of the hostage crisis, his approval rating, it went up quite a bit, found that up to 77% of Americans approved of Carter's initial response to the crisis, but by June of 1980, amid heated criticism from across the political spectrum, his rating slumped to 33%, and that somewhat paved the way for Ronald Reagan going into the November election to garner it, even though he won by a significant amount. As now, when he left office, he was one of the most unpopular United States presidents in history. So then X amount of years later, how can his approval rating be 69% of respondents had a favorable opinion of him? I just wonder about that. The memory of people, he did surpass, leaving only Nixon and Johnson, which the question I asked last hour is, okay, Nixon left in disgrace because of what he did, although not excusing it. By today's standards, it's maybe not even a blimp on the radar. But, okay, what Nixon did was wrong, it was illegal, and he quit. Other than that, did his policies work? Do we overlook that, or we put too much into the personality, which we have done in the past? Nixon and Johnson, at least in the last X amount of years, have the lowest ratings of any president. All right, 238, and again, you can change the subject at any time. So you have that, and then we have some of these new laws coming in about the curbs, which I still, you know, Chris, this one on the crosswalk or for safety. Here's something. Well, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. On Carter, I was too young to vote for him. My first election was voting for Reagan, but I remember the Iranian hostage situation, and I remember Carter's fire, kind of like a fireside chat where he had in the Oval Office, and he was wearing the sweater and telling Americans we need to just put on a jacket and turn the thermostat down because of the energy crisis. And just like most libs and Dems do, they want you to do with less. And that was a bad feeling in the country, especially during his last couple years in office. And he definitely wasn't my favorite. I remember that's when Ann Murray came out with the song, "We Need a Little Good News Today." And it was just a bad feeling throughout the country. And then when he did try to rescue the hostages in Iran, and the helicopter, it went south, and that operation went south, and that wasn't particular. I mean, of course, it wasn't necessarily his fault, but of course, as top man, you get blamed. But I remember it was a low point, and he was kind of one of those, you know, do with less energy, do with less water, put on a jacket, and just learn to do with less. And that's where most of these libs come from. They want less gas now, fewer cars, have a smaller house, don't want to get any more water sources here in California, just use less, less trash, less plastic, less everything. So anyways, it was a real, I remember it was a real kind of a low low point feeling in the country. And boy, it sure changed the minute Reagan came in. I remember I was in a National Guard unit, an artillery unit, before I went active duty. And when Carter was in, we'd go out to the field, and a whole battalion, we'd have three rounds to fire for a whole weekend, for a whole artillery battalion, three rounds. When Reagan came in, a year after he came in, we'd go out to the range, and we would fire all day, all night. It was all we could do to fire all the ammo, and the training was, it changed 100% when we had stuff to use and to train with. But anyways, that's just my comment on Jimmy.
Well, you know, one of the things, when you go back and read, and I'm like you because Reagan was the first one I voted for, is that this guy, again, I want to make sure that, because we have different people, different hours, he had a high standard of character as an individual. But that doesn't mean that I have to respect him as a president, because he was not a good president. And I just think that he had this naive notion on how you were going to run the United States of America in a world, particularly in the late 70s, early 80s, when, you know, things were going on with Russia and the Middle East. This guy thought that we were all going to sit down and, be able to hold hands and get things done. I think he was unrealistic. I don't think he ever realized it, or at least admitted it. And as I stated, by all accounts, he didn't get along with Congress people, because they knew that his fantasy world is not, it wasn't going to take place. It wasn't going to take place. It sounds nice, but it's not.
He was just like Clinton. And, I mean, when he first came in or was running, he was the golden boy. He seemed very young at the time. Remember him and he did the interview in Playboy magazine. Oh, man, he's hip. Just like they do now, the stars and everybody were out for him. He was the hip guy. You know, and it's he was just one of the early ones. You know, and I wasn't around for Truman and Kennedy. I mean, I was around, but not for Truman, and too young to really know anything what Kennedy was actually doing. And, of course, Johnson, I do remember him. But, anyways, yeah, I think it was a low point.
But look at Kennedy. And if you go back and, you know, if he doesn't get assassinated, you know, pretty sure that he would have won the second election, maybe. But what did he do in office?
Again, I don't know if it was his fault, but it sure seemed we really were close to the brink of nuclear war. So I don't know if he got us out of that, or was the reason we got into that so deep.
Well,
Vietnam, he sent the first advisor. Well, I guess Eisenhower did, but he started the Green Beret, which wasn't a bad thing. But got us more heavily involved in Vietnam, and then Johnson more so.
I always like to go to the book that I read by McGeorge Bundy. McGeorge Bundy wrote a book, about 10 years ago, I got a hold of it. And it was a fascinating book from the standpoint is George McBundy was one of the young guys, so to speak, on Kennedy's staff. They were all these, young Ivy League guys. And they were on in his cabinet. And what they did, and George McBundy in the book admits they made a major mistake by not listening to the people from World War II and Korea on advising what's going on in Vietnam. They completely, because they were the new guns in town, and they were smarter than the veterans who'd been through wars and so forth. So they made mistakes that eventually cost the life of over 50,000 Americans. So,
yeah,
again, when you look back, I love looking at John Kennedy's press conferences, because the guy had a way about him and a great sense of humor, but there's style over substance, and Americans fall for that left and right.
Correct. He was young, pretty.
famous.
You know, he did well in that first debate against, or like the only, I guess the first televised debate with Nixon, even though, because he Nixon was sweating and he wasn't, even though I heard Nixon, if you listen to it on the radio, they said, people said Nixon won the debate. If you watched it on TV, which some people had TVs then, of course, because it was your chance to look at him, that Kennedy won.
Well, on the basic meat of it, yes, I've read that Nixon won, but you're exactly right. Kennedy looked better.
He looked better on TV. So people that saw him on TV, you know, and he was a World War II vet, so I give him that. I mean, he was in that era, that age.
Yeah.
So too bad he didn't maybe use a little more of that wisdom or spunk or whatever that came out of that that generation. But it's just like with Biden, if you look at his spokespeople from the State Department and stuff, this whatever her name is, Singh, and some of them, they're all young Washingtonians. I mean, they all act smart. They all probably have degrees up the yin yang, but I don't really think they're that smart. I think they're kind of smug, and I think they know it all.
Well, that has been known to happen in the political world. So,
yes.
All right. Well, hey, thanks.
Have a happy new year.
Thank you. You too. All right. Let's go to the other line. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Interesting set of topics. On the Carter issue, you know, I remember the gas lines. We haven't even brought that up today, from what I could hear. The gas lines were terrible. You know, and then we were on every other day to get fuel. So that was a basic nightmare we had to go through here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well.
And you know, it was just stupid. And he made it leaders in the gas stations. I don't know if you remember that or not, but the fuel wasn't in gallons anymore. So a liter is a little bit less than a quart. So it was kind of hard to compute. You know, we normally say gallons. You know, we pay by gallon, and now all of a sudden we were paying by liter.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a little card they printed up, and you could quickly figure it out, see what the deal, you know, whether you're getting a deal or not on the price of fuel. So it was bad. It was real bad. And I was so happy to see that go away.
Well, also.
Oh, and they had on the freeways, and that the speed signs were all in kilometers.
I don't remember that at all. But also.
Well, I'm a little older than you are, so that may have been.
I know, but
part
maybe in certain parts, but I was driving at that time. And don't forget
the LA freeways. I lived in the Los Angeles area.
Okay, well, I was still quite a few years from being out here.
Yeah, right. But anyway, you know, all of a sudden you had even the speedometers in cars had the kilometers plus the miles per, you know, miles.
Okay.
So Detroit actually was following suit on that also. I think Carter was not the brightest bulb in the pack. He came across as a nice guy, but I don't think he was very bright, really.
We were just talking to the last guy about, you know, people have the degrees up in, you know, up the yin-yang, and he was a well-educated man, but that doesn't mean, I think in many cases, he was naive.
Well, that's a nice way of saying that, bright.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure you remember the interest rates.
Oh, yeah, everything. I mean, I bought a house during that period. I think interest rates were at 16%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on my first house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were happy when I was only at 16%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. It was a real trying time, I'll tell you. And when Reagan got in, it was just like a breath of fresh air, I'll tell you.
Well, yeah, the timing with Reagan and then the, you know, it sounds kind of funny, but with the Reagan coming in and then the United States and the Olympic team, the hockey team, it just brought a breath back to the American public. The patriotism increased because we had gone through Vietnam and the Nixon stuff and the Carter years, and here comes in the very energetic, charismatic Reagan. The hockey team wins, and America was on its way for a while.
Yeah, one thing about Reagan, too, he's obviously pretty intelligent, but he also could express himself and communicate very well.
Well, that
and
was,
even Democrats liked him.
Well, that was his nickname, wasn't it? The Great Communicator.
Oh yeah, and he was. He was like I said, the breath of fresh air. It was wonderful. He had no problem getting a second time in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
But
okay. Well, we got another call. I appreciate yours.
Yeah. You too. Bye.
All right. 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. Just listening to this talk with Jimmy Carter. And I was very young, and I remember how weak we were in the late 70s with Jimmy Carter. And even then, he had the feeling that he was a nice guy, but he was probably just in over his head. And the thing that killed the deal, even for me as a young kid, whenever I go up to my grandparents' house, they're always watching the news. And during the hostage crisis, every day, I think all the networks, day 15, day 150, day 222, it was there constantly, and you felt like there was nothing that could be done. And like an earlier caller said, when something was tried, it just failed miserably. And you just felt like, even like I said, even as a kid, you felt like you were just kind of at the mercy of somebody else, that this nation was, and this was under his watch. And I think that really, really just painted the picture for Jimmy Carter.
Well, the you know, the many things that he didn't get done during his presidency has led to historians saying he is simply one of the worst presidents in our history.
Go ahead. I don't think you can disagree with that. The results of it. It was. You know, I hate to use the term. It was what it was. He was. His administration was weak. Now, how much he actually had to do with that, or people around him, or whatever circumstances, it was just a weak time in our history. And I can remember as my family, primarily Democrat, you know, and so I remember when Reagan came in, you know, my family was not happy when Reagan came in. But the one thing I remember is that when Reagan came in as a youngster, even hearing the stuff that I heard around the dinner table at my grandparents' house and all that kind of stuff, you felt safe. It felt different than it was with Carter. You felt that there was a little bit of strength, and you felt safe with Reagan. I remember that personally. I'm going, you know, this is a little bit different. I feel safer with this guy. Didn't know anything about anything, just the feeling of what was going on. And that was big for me.
Well, I think the... you know, particularly at the time, the American people had a sense of, what guy do I want to stand behind? What guy do I want to jump in the foxhole with? Because the Middle East was heating up. You had the revolution going on in Iran, and then you had, you know, as usual, Russia.
Yeah.
And that was, it's like, you know what? I don't want this guy from Plains, Georgia leading the way.
Right. And that was the big thing, is that obviously when I was growing up, the biggest threat to me becoming an adult was nuclear war. That was the big thing, you know, and it's starting to come back to that. But you kind of looked at, you know, who is the person that you thought that was going to be able to handle it and do something about it? I didn't, you know, looking back, I didn't feel like Jimmy Carter could handle that very well. And when Ronald Reagan came in, he did handle it very well. He stood up and he said, you know, hey, we're not going to take this. And again, that probably led to me, you know, feeling if that was the biggest threat I saw for me and everybody else, the way he handled that, it gave you confidence.
Yep. And I think, you know, let me see how to put this is that we can sense having of what people are some of us do to have what people to have confidence and whom not to have confidence in it. And I, you know, it's one of these themes that just bugs me over and over when somebody calls in or tells me that, you know, so-and-so is a nice person. I don't care if they're a nice person, if they're not doing the things that, you know, as a country, to benefit our country and stuff. I don't care if they're nice. I just want them to get things done.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have to be jerks. Don't get me wrong. But just because somebody is nice and I met him at the barbecue. He seemed very nice. I don't care. His policies, his policies stink. I don't care if he's nice. Good. We need nice people, but not in that position.
Yeah. Well, wasn't it Leo DeRocher? Was it his quote? Nice guys finish last.
Yep. That was Leo.
Carter was an example of being a nice guy that just didn't get it done.
Yeah, and again, he had high character. His wife was she was maybe my favorite first lady of all time. She just may be. The way she conducted herself as first lady, I just liked the way she did it. And so anyway, he lived a long time, did a lot of things, and did a lot of good things, too. Outside of the presidency.
Outside of the presidency.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. You know, I didn't get a chance to really watch anything yesterday, but my first reaction was that they're probably going to try to recreate history with him and make it better and more palatable than it was. But if you actually lived through it, and like I said, I was young and I still remember I lived through that. It was a really tough time, a really tough time.
That it was, and you're right, the history will be changed. Thanks, we got another call.
All right.
All right, bye. Hi, good morning.
Hi, yeah, simply put, Jimmy Carter just had the craving to be liked by everyone, the whole world, for that matter, i.e. handing over the Panama Canal. And Kennedy was eventually, previous to that, going to get us out of Vietnam, so they killed him. Nixon wasn't a very likable guy, so when he got caught with that issue in Watergate, he wasn't going to get out of it regardless. So that's what happened.
Well, okay, so but that was my kind of my main question today about Nixon. All right, he got caught doing something stupid, and in today's world, you know, it might not be a big deal, but he did wrong, and he quit in disgrace. However, were his policies good? So overall, was his presidency good, even though that he was not very much a likable guy?
Well, intentionally they were, because he was trying to get us out of Vietnam. I think probably more than anything at that time, the protests by the students and the country and just being tired of the senseless war in Vietnam got us out on its own. So, I mean, I really can't address that correctly, but he did have some decent policies in his attempt to get us out of Vietnam.
You know, here's something that people probably don't remember or maybe not even have known about Nixon. He started the Environmental Protection Agency.
Absolutely, the EPA, yeah.
Yeah, in his administration. So, all right, well.
And that morphed into a monster, too, anyway. It's not his fault.
Yeah, I mean, Carter started the Department of Education, and look at that mess. Okay, we're out of time. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. And we are done.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Cayucas Pier has once again been closed to the public due to recent damage. Another piling broke away during the recent high waves, and the county says they plan to remove the last 15 feet of the pier as the rest of it is in good shape. CHP will enter its New Year's maximum enforcement period starting at 5 p.m. on the 31st. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure travelers are driving safe, and the MEP will end Wednesday, January 1st at 11:59 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 60s, it's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Mr. Fred Bruin on, real estate here in the county and the state and anything real estate. Susanna has the day off, and you may have heard of Chuck Berry and Chess Records. Well, that is the special from 1 till 2 this afternoon. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.